Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, earlier this week, Yuri Vicen made a comment that last week was maybe one of the most emotional weekends in quite a while, all the ups and the downs. And you go through certainly Friday night to Saturday, a bunch of emotions. I thought the guys responded. Saturday to Sunday, again, they respond. Noah Quinn on Sundays in the box a couple of times, all of a sudden gets the game tying goal. So it's great about hockey, isn't it?
Yeah, any sport for that matter, Schulze. And Yuri's spot on. Like, the emotions in those elimination games are crazy. And, you know, what our mindset was like Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon was a lot different than what Augustana's was. But when we won Saturday night, what they were thinking was what we were thinking on Saturday.
Rewind us 15, 20 seconds before that game time goal. How many good things happened?
Well, honestly, I don't think a lot of good things happened. To be honest with you, the puck just got to Vinny, and Noah just happened to be sitting there uncontested, and he got it. What just a heck of a tip. I just think more than anything, it was just a great individual play and just a, you know, just good angle on his stick, great redirect by Noah Quinn. But we didn't have a lot of things going on at that particular time.
Game winning goal. What allows Adam Flamang to get that much on that shot?
Well, that's Adam Flamang. He just has a good release, and he's been in that situation many times over the years. He can shoot a puck. He's heavy. He snaps it quick. He came off the wall. But before that, he made a good play. You know, he took advantage of a soft gap in the offensive zone, cut to the middle. And then eventually the puck squirted out to the outside. He got possession of that puck, and for whatever reason, there might have been a small little breakdown. I'd have to look at it again by Augustana. But, no, he was uncontested, and at that particular time, he had time. And he probably, by the time he released it, he was right around the dot area, and I think it helped. I really do. I think it helped with Kotai being a left-handed goalie. He went far side right there, and once he starts going on in his butterfly, it's just a hard – it's just hard to – you know, once you're going that high, you're going over the shoulder – it's just really hard to recover on that shot.
This week, Jackson Judding named the defensive forward of the year. Issa Parekh was named to the all-rookie team. Just talk about those two guys, and then talk to on how you kind of vote for this stuff. Is it just this year? Do you look back at last year? Do you look at the whole body of work? Do you look at, you know, records? What kind of goes into your voting?
I just do this year. I don't worry about last year, 2 years ago, because it's about this year's team and or this year's players. So that's how I vote. So, you know, and those guys, you know, well-deserved, well-earned. I mean, Issa had, I don't know how many points. Again, you know more better than I do what the statistics are. But, you know, Issa's running our power play. He's been a big part of our offense on the power play. He's had a great freshman year. And, you know, him and Rylan Brown were, you know, two obviously very worthy defenseman, all rookie team defenseman candidates, and happy for Yuri, well earned. And of course, Judge, in my opinion, was he was by a tier, by a different level, the defensive forward of the year. We rely on him in so many situations, probably more than any other team relies on one of their players. And just take a look at the number of faceoffs he takes. You just take a look at his ice time. Take a look at his quality ice time. Take a look at, again, with a minute to go in the game, if we're up a goal, down a goal, he's up there. Important faceoffs, first penalty kill, first power play, just all those types of things. We put him in a lot of different roles, and there's a lot of different capacities that he's in during the 60 minutes of a hockey game. So, and you got to have some offense to get that too. You just can't be a guy who's just a good defensive player but can't chip in offensively, because that's not what it's about either. It's a player that has good depth to their game.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we come back. Corner Bar Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Tom, it's hard to not come into this building in the playoffs and not think about that game 3 years back. I want to focus, though, on one aspect of that night, that the rules clarification from the NCAA. I've read an awful lot of rule books as a referee, and you see some really goofy stuff in those rule books. You're like, wow, this has actually happened because this is in a rule book. Have you ever been a part of a game that has directly led to clarification or a brand new rule?
Not like that. That was crazy. That was a bizarre game. And you know what, Schulze? I have not thought of that game 1 second until you just brought it up. I mean, we move on. Like, I think people forget that. We just move on so fast. And to me, that was 100 years ago. And we've played a lot of games in this building since then. So I haven't thought about it 1 second. until you brought it up. But no, it was a bizarre game looking back at it.
I give all parties involved a lot of credit. The biggest thing taken from you, Mike Hastings, Don Lucia, you want it all, get it right. Isn't that the most important part?
Yeah, but I'm going to say too, Hasty was there was no stress and no anxiety. And no heartburn to Mike Hastings. He was a number two overall no matter what, win or lose that game. So when you know you're a number one seed and a number two overall, it's a little bit easier, you know, to obviously say, hey, let's get it right. If he's fighting for an NCAA tournament, there's a little bit different. I guarantee there's going to be some resistance there.
On to tonight. There's a lot of things that have already happened today that play into, you know, the magnitude of this game. You have no control over that. Does that make it easier? Just focus on yourselves again today?
That's all you ever do. I never look at another game. We're playing Minnesota State, Mankato. I don't think of anything else. Just that game, and we got to win a game to hopefully keep advancing. And if not, you know, whoever loses tonight is done. Both teams, done. You know, so there's a lot riding on this.
Does what happened here 2 weeks ago mean anything tonight?
Well, it just helps our prep, I think, and their prep. I mean, it's, you know, it does. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, we haven't had to prep as heavy because, again, you can't prep as heavy. I mean, they only had one series, and we only had one series since then.
Power play was good again last week. Penalty kill was outstanding last week, 12 out of 12. How good do they have to be again tonight?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out what type of personality this game takes on. And but there's no question. Special teams are always critical this time of year, as is goaltending and you know, puck management. All those types of things really factor in face-offs in a game like this.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.